The Glint of Wings, Mary Barton. What makes a good aviator? Is it enough just to learn how to fly and to understand the machinery of airplanes? In this story, you will learn what kind of person an aviator should be, and you will read of the strange way in which Clint Warren showed that he had in him the making of a good pilot. Clint yearns to fly. Clattering up the rock-worn trail on his wiry little pony, Clint Warren watched the sun snatching purple shadows from the hills ahead of him. Beyond their greenness rose the gray crags of a lofty mountain range. All the morning he pressed up the fence line of his father's ranch, stopping to mend a break, to tighten a wire, to dislodge a large boulder that might crash down unexpectedly, or to call to a Mexican herder trotting after the snowy Angora goats. His noon meal he ate under a twisted juniper tree. "It's good to be home," he told himself for the 50th time. Yet his restless brown eyes were lifted to the mountains. "Wish, though, I were up there. The higher the better." An eagle circled the summit, great-winged and sure of flight. Clint's keen, eager eyes followed it to the upper air, to a mere speck, to nothing. He sprang to his feet.
"Come,"
he whispered to his beast.
"Let's climb, too."
He swung into the saddle and dug his heels into the pony's flanks.
"The fence can wait. The top calls, I've got to go."